This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A longtime immigration judge in Denver was fired last month by Trump administration officials. Now she's speaking out and plans to appeal her firing. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Judge Brea Berge had worked in Denver's immigration court since the first Trump administration. She says while there are subtle policy differences between presidents, nothing prepared her for the workload and the pressures under Trump II.
We were told that they had people at headquarters going in and listening to what we were doing in our cases and reviewing what we were doing in bond hearings. And so, I mean, it was very clear that, like, they were micromanaging and micro-observing everything we were doing.
Early this year, Berge followed a California judge's order around granting bonds to detained immigrants. She was reprimanded for doing so. The Department of Justice didn't agree with that order. She is trying to get her job back. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A planned immigration detention facility in Hudson is dividing community members there, and even locally elected leaders can't do much about it. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says local communities should always have a voice in such decisions.
The federal government wants to impose a circumstance or a situation on a local community. There should be a process by which it's discussed. People should have a voice. You know, that's generally the way it always works.
On Monday, the GEO Group announced its plans to open the immigration detention facility in Hudson, about 20 miles northeast of Denver in Weld County. Hickenlooper says he expects lawmakers will conduct rigorous oversight of the facility once it opens, as well as at the detention center GEO operates in Aurora. You can find more news at cpr.org.